S. Gym.
It's Society for General Internal Medicine.
We're going to do something a little different today. We are here and we're just so inspired by the thoughtful, brilliant minds here at Society of General Internal Medicine. And we want to take the time to share with you all why we are so proud to be in General Internal Medicine, aka GIM, for those that don't know what that means.
So it turns out that SGIM also has a really awesome campaign about why GIM called hashtag proud to be GIM. And we definitely encourage you guys to check that out. It has really high quality media and blog posts, and we'll link to some awesome sites in the show notes.
And with that, we're going to share with you why we're proud to be GIM first.
So I'll start. I love being GIM because I love that my patients can come to me with literally any complaint, and never do I have the luxury of saying that that's not in my wheelhouse. We take care of an incredibly broad, diverse array of patient issues, and I just love being that person that my patient can rely on with whatever, and then having the understanding that this is beyond my scope of practice, and it's time to seek subspecialty assistance.
It's just a lot of fun to be able to engage your curiosity whenever you want to. There's always plenty that you know, plenty that you don't know. And I guess one of the nice things about it is that it kind of reminds you to be humble and to be okay with seeking out information from wherever you are. And then recognizing that if you didn't understand it, then maybe the person you're working with, that patient of yours, whatever, maybe they didn't quite get it either. And so learning how to translate that is an incredibly rewarding and powerful experience.
Nice. I love the flexibility of GIM. I love having choices, and I really appreciate the different permutation of what a career and what your title can look like in GIM, and what your everyday can be so different based on what you want to do.
I love GIM because I think that patients and society at large give us a very unique and very challenging privilege, which is to grapple with uncertainty. There's a lot of uncertainty in medicine. I mean, what is clinical diagnosis? It is constraining uncertainty. What is making treatment decisions? Should this patient who had a GI bleed and history of stroke be on anticoagulation? It's constraining uncertainty. And I feel like, not everyone is prepared to deal with that, but they need someone to help them. They need someone to guide them along that process. And so I feel like we're definitely not the only profession that deals with uncertainty, but I think that it's a very special station to be entrusted with.
So we had a booth. We met a lot of awesome people at the Innovations in Medical Education hands-on technology booth. And we met a lot of people who were very interested in our project. So we had them first sign press releases, and then we invited them to share just a minute about why they appreciate GIM.
Darlene LeFrancois, I'm from Montefiore Medical Center. Oh, GIM. In a nutshell, the dynamic challenge that it presents. I mean, talk about a puzzle. The abstract, the concrete, you name it, all into one boat. What a challenge, nothing better. How rewarding can a field get? General medicine, it's the way to go.
Hey, I'm Priya, I'm a resident at Penn, and I am graduating to the VA next year, staying in internal medicine and hospital-based medicine. The reason I'm proud to be a general internal medicine doctor is because we get the chance to really think about our populations and our catchment and figure out broadly how to take care of them as a whole. There's not a single organ that you reduce anyone down to. Not that that's bad, but that we have to have someone who thinks about someone as a whole and coordinates care for them and tries to figure out every way to integrate health for them in a way that's seamless. I like that. That's why I'm joining the VA. That's why I like being in internal medicine.
My name is John Martin. I attended Case Western Reserve University for Medical School and Oregon Health and Sciences University Internal Medicine Program for residency. I love general internal medicine because of the diversity of patient care experiences and the depth of the relationships we build. It's the personal side of it that keeps me coming back.
Hi, I'm Erin Goss from Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx. And I am proud to be GIM because of my peers and colleagues. They care for every type of patient in every clinical practice, from academic ambulatory clinics, caring for patients after they're discharged from the hospital, to federally qualified health centers, seeing the young and the very old in their community setting, to working in substance abuse treatment programs, the correctional health system, and meeting the homeless where they are.
Hi, my name's Laura Snydman. I'm from Tufts Medical Center in Boston, where I am very proud to be GIM. The reasons are It's an amazing opportunity to do everything I love, take care of patients, think critically, work with amazing colleagues, teach students and house staff, work side by side with students and house staff, and advance medical education scholarship.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Austrian, and I'm attending at NYU Langone Health, and I'm proud to be GIM because we take a look at the entire patient and look at them more than just their diseases. And we love health information technology as a tool to help patients as well.
I'm proud to be GIM. I could think of three different reasons. The first one is I'm a jack of all trades. There is no clinical conditions or issues that I'm afraid to learn and to tackle. Second reason, I can be everywhere. I can be in the hospital, in the outpatient setting, in the community, and in people's home as well. And lastly, I have the best colleague anyone could ask for.
Hey, I'm Alex Galloway. I'm a third-year med student at UT Health Science Center in Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm choosing general internal medicine because I am excited to be around passionate people that care about the work that they do and making a difference in medicine.
Hi, I'm Natasha. I'm a clinician educator at New York Presbyterian Columbia. What I love most about GIM is the ability to really know about everything. The scope of practice is so huge, and there's so much variety. And we all know variety is the spice of life.
I'm Dr. Anthony Accurso, primary care and addiction medicine at the Family Health Center of NYUBK. And I am GIM because what else can you be? We can do anything as GIM physicians. We can teach, we can doctor, we can manage and inspire.
I'm Dr. Catherine Rich. I'm a primary care doctor at Boston University Medical Center. It's a safety net hospital in Boston, Massachusetts. And then what I love about being a general internist is the relationships with my patients, some of whom I've cared for over 10 years now. And it is truly those relationships that sustain me. There's so much that goes into being an internist. You know, you get to help people learn about their bodies, stay healthy, face chronic illness, go through many things in their lives, and being able to partner with them and have their trust and have them come to you and ask you to help them interpret what's going on in their lives is a real gift, and it absolutely makes me want to come to work every day. So that, plus I get to teach residents who want to become primary care doctors, and that is also incredibly inspiring and fun, and they teach me new things. It's a wonderful job.
And with that, I'd like to say thank you to everyone who came to our booth at ESGYM and to ESGYM itself for their wonderful Proud to be GIM campaign. And for our listeners, is there anything you would add to why you're proud to be in GIM? Tweet us, tell us on Instagram or Facebook. We'd love to hear your thoughts. What brings you joy and makes you proud to be in general internal medicine?